I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with your host, Michael Herzog, with you for the next 2 hours. And well, I'm going to start by making a few announcements here. Then I'm going to get into my guest. We're going to talk today about what's going on here in this country and around the world with us slowly being poisoned by certain different things, chemtrails and irradiating our food and so forth. But I'm not going to talk too much about that. I've got a guest coming on by the name of Todd Metallo who's going to tell us what's going on here and provide some solutions for us. So let's start off by saying, remember, freedom to fascism, okay? All you got to do is drop an email to freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And Bobby will send you out one free of charge as long as you promise me to share it with somebody who hasn't seen it. On the subject of the pledge drive, I'm going to read off the donations from yesterday, which were not very good. And I have to tell you, I want to emphasize, folks, that this station is on a pledge drive. We do need money to pay back bills, okay? We are not out of the woods yet. We're not even halfway out of the woods yet. But I want to thank Fona from Maine for sending $125, Albert from Montana for sending $50, John from Florida for sending $50, and Rachel from Colorado sending $50. But, you know, with all due respect, and thank you so much for those donations, that's kind of a drop in the bucket as to what we really need here. And this insurance company on this settlement, well, my prior business of the insurance industry back in the day, I know what these people do and they drag their feet, and that's exactly what's going on now. They are going to get a settlement, but they are going to get it when the insurance company feels like giving it. It could be a week. It could be 6 months. So, again, please dig down. Send your donations to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Go online to republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, send us a donation, or the operators are standing by, as they say, and you can dial 1-800-724-2719. And please send in as much as you can send in, folks, because we need it. Okay, wanted to touch base with you on two different things. There was a debate last night, as we all know, and I watched the debate. Now, I'm not going to talk much about this today because I have a guest coming on. But I'll probably go into that Friday. I'm going to have open line Friday. I don't have any guests scheduled, so I'm going to probably elaborate and talk about the debate and have you guys call and give your thoughts on it. Surprisingly enough, according to all of the polls, Ron Paul either won the debate, according to MSNBC and Vote.com, or he came in second. And the only reason I say surprise is because it looks to me like, and I'm sure a lot of you will agree, that Fox really set him up. Set him up with a question that Rudy Giuliani jumped all over. And what I thought was fascinating was at the end of the debate Sean Hannity and Alan Combs were interviewing all of the respective candidates. When Ron Paul got on the chair, our friend Hannity, tried to take him apart. And Ron Paul did a very good job of defending his position. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to read a quick article out of the Alaska Intel Report on Ron Paul. Then I'm going to move on to my guest. So stick with me. We'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. See you in a bit.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and I forgot to tell you, it was Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2007. I want to read a quick report from the Alaska Intel Report regarding Ron Paul. I thought it was rather fascinating. Then I'm going to go to my guest. So let's just start right here. It says, well, he did it again. Ron Paul's performance last night on the Fox, and then in quotes, in the hen house, debate resulted on a total blowout for him, according to MSNBC's latest poll. Oh, and by the way, vote.com says the same thing, folks. And that's great. I mean, I'm excited about this. Not that I even like watching debates, but looks like I'm into it this year. Now, before you start screaming that all his supporters are flooding the polls and tilting the tables, let's examine that argument. While it may seem to have merit on the face of it, if you accept that premise, then what you are saying, in effect, is that all other candidates and all their staffs and all their supporters are either too stupid or too lazy to log in and make their presence felt. Now, given that many, if not most of them, are much more well-financed and have considerably larger staff and tons of volunteers at their disposal, how do you account for the fact that only Congressman Paul's numbers are so far ahead of the pack? Have the mainstream media somehow stacked the poll in his favor? Hardly. It took the impact of the people's wrath to even get him included in the polls to start with. And we know that because we had a part in it, gang. Are his supporters somehow more intelligent or tech-savvy than those of the other candidates? Well, much as I would like to think so, the truth of the matter is that voting in the MSNBC poll is not rocket science. Hell, even my mother could do it. No, I'm sorry, I just cannot accept all the lame arguments about Mr. Paul's clear and decisive lead in the people's poll. However, I would like to offer another possibility which may just account for the unexpected lead that Ron Paul has demonstrated in the past two polls now. Maybe, just maybe, the people watching the debates were not as brain-dead as the political machines thought they were, and were able to tell the difference between a bunch of tired old political retreads and hacks, parroting the same old lines they were fed by their handlers, and a man with a clear vision of what is wrong with this country, and maybe, just maybe, they thought Dr. Paul has the right prescription to treat this country's ills. Now, there's a concept that probably scares the living you-know-what out of these elites that decide who will and won't run this country. Democracy. What a concept. America. What a country. For those of you out there who saw that debate last night, you know what I'm talking about. Fox did everything they could do to discredit him. I believe that they set him up with a question. Rudy Giuliani jumped in, asked Ron Paul to retract his what Giuliani called absurd answer about it being our fault that we were attacked, and then Sean the Dummy Hannity had to comment on it and basically attack Ron Paul after the debate. I'm going to get more into that Friday, but what I need to talk about today is I need to talk about I've got a guest coming on. We're going to talk about being poisoned and what's going on in this country and some remedies and solutions about what we can do to stop it, okay? So, without any further ado, I'm going to go to my guest, Todd Metallo, who is the founder of Lametco, and he's going to tell us what's going on with our food, what's going on with the chemtrails and so forth, and maybe give us some remedies for it. So without further ado, let's go to Todd. Todd, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
Fine.
Good. Let's see. You are going to tell us today about some of the things that are happening as far as why people are getting sick and so forth, right?
Yes, I am. And I think when you touch on the debate, I mean, even the debate is part of this, because anybody who watched the debate realizes how that was kind of manipulated and how they want to change our minds, not let us think about what the real problem is, just concentrate on the phony baloney that's been going on for years.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Todd, when you've got the glasses on like we do, and you're awake like a lot of the listeners out there, okay, you can see right through these guys when they lie, when they spin. Okay, you know exactly what they do, how they do it, what their body language is, and then you see a guy that is sincere like Ron Paul, and you just got your fingers crossed, hoping the rest of the country wakes up. And it looks like in the polls that there's a lot more people that are waking up than what we may think.
That's right. And anybody who's listening to this program, everybody knows 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 people. Start passing the word out and discussing it and directing these people to the proper websites so they can check it out for themselves. Because just like with our health, people have to start taking control, and we have not only lost control of our government, but we've lost control of our own health.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been planned, manipulated, and it's coming down to the point now where it is critical. I mean, there's no question about it. We are right now the sickest nation in the free world. Obesity is going crazy. Diabetes is going through the ceiling. Cancer is going number one, is now the number one killer, we're told. Heart disease is going crazy. We're getting diseases like if anybody listens to Lou Dobbs the other day, last week, he was talking about leprosy. There's over 7,000 cases of leprosy reported.
Now, that's coming up from over the border, is it not?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you don't, there is a reason why. You had, before you came in this country, you got examined to see if you had tuberculosis or whatever. Today, millions of them are coming across the border from not only from Mexico, but from all over Asia and China and everywhere else, and nobody's being examined. And where do these people work? Where do these people go to?
Well, I tell you where I found them. I found them in the emergency room ahead of me when I get sick. You know,
that's right.
I'll sit there and wait for three. Actually, it wasn't me. It was my wife would sit there and wait for 3 or 4 hours while there was about 10 of them that went ahead of us.
Well, that's right. And the average is about 12 hours for emergency now. And most of these people coming across the border, where do they work? They go into restaurants, the food industry, then fast food places, where contamination is more than likely.
Mm-hmm. And not only are they throwing this at us, and they're coming over the border with leprosy and all who knows what else.
That's
disease.
Right.
But now we've got this Codex Alimentarius coming down on us, where they want to outlaw everything that would help us besides going to the doctor and getting a prescription.
That's exactly right. What I want to tell people in the beginning is to get a pen and sit down with your pen, because I'm going to eventually give you some websites to go to, and I'm going to give you a phone number to call if you want to contact us. So take the time and go and get yourself a pen and a piece of paper, because we are at a critical stage. This is not a game anymore. For an example, let's talk about autism.
Okay.
Autism, as years ago, autism was 4 out of every 10,000 children born had autism, would get autism. The old statistics, which were revised about a month ago, it was 1 out of 174 or something on that order,
mm-hmm,
had autism. Now the new statistics is 1 out of every 154.
Now, tell me, I don't mean to interrupt you here, but does this have something to do with these rounds of vaccinations that our newborns are getting?
Yes, of course. Okay. Of course that's what it is. I mean, autism is going through the roof. I mean, you talk to doctors who will be honest with you, and you talk to other people in the medical field, they're saying, my God, what's going on here? You know, I have an opinion, and it's strictly my opinion, about crib deaths. I mean, all these children have to get so many shots, a series of 10, between 0 and 2, and how can you take a perfectly healthy child, after about his third or fourth shot, put him in a crib, and come in the next morning, and the child's dead?
Mm.
I mean, this is crazy. Obesity is going through the roof.
That's the sudden infant death syndrome, right?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. And I'm not a doctor. I mean, I run a company. I've been in this company I've been in the health food business for 20-some years, and I'm not a doctor and I'm not a chemist, okay? But if I don't have the answer, I'll get you the doctor who has the answer.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have grandchildren and I have children and grandchildren, and I'm concerned for their future. I'm concerned for their health. And all you have to do when you're in this business is just when you go to the grocery store, just look at people's carts. Look at what they're purchasing. Look at what they're purchasing for themselves and for their kids. I mean, diet pop. We drink more pop than all the fruit, juices, milk combined. I mean, that's insanity.
That's aspartame right there.
Aspartame will not improve your health by any means. It gets critical. We always blame fast foods, okay? Let's blame the fast foods for a while. Well, everybody goes to McDonald's, or who goes to Burger King, or who does this, or who does that. Well, we all know that they're not good for us. So what we do is we think, well, we'll go to a grocery store, and we'll buy some food, and we're eating healthy. But really, we're not eating healthy at all. Because the food is being irradiated, there's poor quality food. I remember when I was a young man, I worked at a produce in Chicago, and you would go there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they'd be getting all the produce ready to sell to all the stores and et cetera. And they would back up these big tractor trailers the night before with tomatoes, and the tomatoes would be so green, if you picked a tomato up and threw it at somebody and hit them, it would be like getting hit with a baseball just about.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would refrigerate in these refrigerated trucks. They'd plug in this gas thing, and you wake up the next morning. We come to the place, and all the tomatoes were ruby red.
Oh.
That's why they're hard as a rock, and they're tasteless.
Okay. Listen, Todd, we're going to take a break, okay? And when we come back, we'll continue on this. I have a couple questions myself, so stick with us. This is going to get even better, folks. Get your pens and papers out. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Todd Metallo, CN3. Stick with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Got a short segment coming up here. And, Todd, I wanted to ask you, we're talking to my good special guest here, Todd Metallo, on poisoning us and what we can do about it. Wanted to ask you while we're on that subject, Todd, aren't they now putting some kind of a bacteria or something on the meat to make it last longer and not rot as quick?
Yeah, well, what they're doing is hormones. They're putting hormones in the food, in the meat.
Okay.
And I'll cover that here in a little bit. But they're putting hormones in, and that's why you see a lot of these young kids developing early.
You mean like these 12-year-old girls in junior high school that I'm taking a second look at once in a while?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, they're putting in all the food they are being treated with a synthetic growth hormone.
Mm-hmm. So
antibiotics.
So this is causing these children to develop prematurely.
That's right. Monsanto is putting in RBGH, genetically engineered bovine growth hormones, despite its documented dangers.
And this is approved by the FDA, I assume.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See, for every. And now I want people to pay attention when they're listening to the news, because now what their goal is to eliminate all food supplement companies.
Mm-hmm.
That is their goal.
That's Codex.
Codex is right.
Right. Yes.
So now you're starting to hear little tidbits in the news. Well, like this morning we heard Too much vitamins will cause prostate cancer. And this is on national news.
Was that Fox by chance?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Go ahead.
You know, but really, even on Lou Dobbs, they mentioned that. They're talking about too many vitamins and minerals is harmful to your health.
So they're already starting to condition us and get us ready for it.
That's right. They're starting to condition it and get you ready for it. So people will, because they know people won't do their own research. People are permanently believe the government or believe the news media. Why they do in this day and age, I'll never know. But that's how they start conditioning you. Because, look, you have half the people in this country, let's say, don't believe in vitamins. You have the other you have another 25% believe in vitamins, but they don't believe in vitamins. Now, they can take them at all. They don't really do anything. Then you got 25% who not only they're one of the best things they can do for themselves, but have gotten great and wonderful results.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they rather brainwashing the people, the half who do not believe it, will try and convince the other half who do believe it.
I see.
And it's but if they, people look at research and look at the proper websites, it's absolutely unquestionable that food supplements are one of the most important things they can take.
Well, I'll tell you know, from my perspective, and it's funny that you should say that, I've been taking on and off food supplements for a long time. I used to work out four or five times a week up till a couple of years ago. And I remember back during my single days in Phoenix, I had a girlfriend she opened up my cabinet one day and she saw all these vitamins in there. And she just basically laughed at me and told me that they didn't do any good. So she was one of the other half.
Mm-hmm.
But these supplements that I was taking not only kept me looking and feeling younger, but it gave me more energy to work out. And so, yes, we've got this ongoing thing where half the population, as you say, they don't think anything about it. But the other half, or 25% or 30%, they really do the research on it. And they go find things that they can treat themselves with alternatively, alternative healing, if you will, and also, to enhance their health, to live longer and look better.
You know, I got a flash for people. God wasn't stupid. He developed our bodies so we can heal ourselves. As long as we give it the proper nutrition and not abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing the abuse our bodies can take, as we all know. People who are taking drugs and et cetera, who are drinking to excess and smoking to excess and all this other stuff, how they still stand. See, our bodies are a great machine. Now, just imagine if we put the proper nourishment in our bodies and we toned our bodies down and walked a little bit. And I'm not saying you got to lift weights, but if you walked and exercised, just do the common sense stuff. If we drank good water, our water is so polluted with fluoride, it's sickening.
On that subject, I'd heard rumor, and I'm not sure, Todd, if it's how much truth there is to this. But is it true that they're actually putting fluoride in some of the bottled water that's being marketed now?
Well, they're talking about there are some. I can't attest to it,
mm-hmm.
but I have heard that. And now they're also talking about trying to pass where they put fluoride in formula for babies. I mean, this is serious stuff. If anybody has any doubts about fluoride, let's say for an example, they've talked everybody into fluoride is great for you when you brush your teeth. For your teeth, for tooth decay. Well, really, it's not really doing anything. If you have fluoride now, to fluoride toothpaste, go to your tube while you're listening to this show, pick up your tube, read the back of it, and it'll say if digested, ingested with, you know, so much of it, go to the poison center.
Really? It says that right on the back of the tube?
Yes. Look at the back of your tube.
Okay.
Look at the real small writings in your tube. No, fluoride is what fluoride does. First of all, when they process the fluoride, they wear full body suits.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, let's stop with that. We've got a quick break here coming up, and then we've got a long segment, Todd. So this is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with us. It's going to get even better. Go read the back of your toothpaste tube, folks. I'll see you in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest Todd Metallo, talking about poisons and what we can do about it. Long segment coming up here. We got some time to talk here, Todd, so go ahead and continue.
Well, excuse my stuttering. I get a little nervous on the radio.
No, it's just you and I having a conversation, buddy. Go ahead.
But the importance of is this. When we talk about, let's talk about the basics first. First of all, you have to take charge of your own body. You have to eat more, drink more water, only drink good water. Drink either purified water. If you distill your water, you can put minerals in there, and we'll tell you how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's basic stuff. Everybody has to drink water. For those of you who don't drink water, what you're doing is you're getting more and more toxic. 75% of the Americans are dehydrated right now as we speak.
Now, tell me, I don't mean to cut you off here, but these people that instead of drinking water, and I've seen them, you know, they go in there, these are the ones that pick up two or three cases of Diet Coke or whatever, and they say, well, I don't drink water, I drink Diet Coke, that's fine. Now, they're polluting themselves with aspartame. Is that also a cause of their dehydration?
Oh, most definitely. And it also depletes their immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it also makes them gain weight.
So the Diet Coke actually works in the reverse of what think it works.
That's right. And if you take regular Coke or Pepsi, there's 9 teaspoons of sugar in every can of Coke or Pepsi.
Wow.
9 teaspoons. of sugar. So what are you doing? You're poisoning your system. Your kidneys have to filter and work extra hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you're toxifying yourself. You're not detoxifying yourself. And then the more you drink of it, the worse it gets. And you're not drinking water, so you're not flushing out your system. For an example, if you take a bushel of apples, and you take one bad apple and you put it in the middle of that bushel, what happens?
I don't know.
The apples get rotten.
They do.
That's right.
Okay.
But if you have a bushel of rotten apples and you put one good apple in there, what happens? The good apple rots too. Okay? Because your system is so... that's how cancer starts. I mean, your cells, we all have cells, millions of them dying, living and dying every day.
Right, right.
Okay? So we're not drinking enough water. We're not flushing out our systems.
So tell me, I mean, again, I want to stop you here. There's a lot of truth to the rumor, then, that we do get cancer 2, 3, 4, 10 times a day, and our immune system with our whatever those blood cells are or whatever go in and attack the cancer and kill it.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
We do. Our body rejuvenates all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we're constantly fighting it by not giving it the proper nutrition and the proper liquid. I mean, we're 70% water,
right,
or more. I mean, if we're 70% water, why aren't we giving it water?
Well, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, but you don't drink chlorinated fluoride water.
Well, I want to insert something here, and I'm a prime example of this. Up until I think it was about a year and a half ago, I was guilty of drinking about 6 to 10 cans of Diet Coke per day. And I noticed that my memory was not as good or as clear as it normally used to be. And it was like I would, I would have a train of thought, and then I'd lose that train of thought. And the more I drank of that, the more regular that became. And it wasn't until I quit drinking it, and I'm talking about quitting drinking it for, it was a matter of 2, 3 months before I noticed my memory getting clear and concise again.
And it would have gotten quicker if you'd have drank more water. You should drink. Everybody should drink. Now listen to this. Half your body weight now in ounces
mm-hmm.
of water. So if you're 200 pounds, you should drink 100 ounces of water, basically.
Per day.
Per day.
Right, and I do that now.
And mm-hmm. and you will find that once you start that, when you first started it, when I say that to people, I say, oh, my God, that much water, I couldn't drink it. Well, in the beginning, it is kind of hard, and you will go to the bathroom several times a day, more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
But once you saturate your system, you'll crave that water. And even if you only do 60 or 70 ounces, whatever, but you have to do it consistently. Once you do that, you will never stop doing that for the rest of your natural life.
Oh, and I'm a testament to that because I've been doing that now since I quit drinking the Diet Coke. And I can't go a day without drinking 7, 8, 9 glasses of water.
Oh, yeah. And if I might add, for those of you who are listening to the show, I'm sure you're familiar with the Berkey water system.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing to do with them. Go get it and drink out of that. Get your children in the habit of drinking out of that. Our children are in such danger of living in poor health as they get older. It's astronomical.
And this is all tied in, Todd, because here we've got this, they're feeding us aspartame, they're feeding us all this junk food with all these preservatives and so forth, and they're deliberately making us sick so they can turn around and make money off the pharmaceuticals that they're prescribing for us, and then you add the codex in there where they're taking all of the alternative supplements away from us, so it forces us to go in there, and it just seems like all they want to do is bleed us out of every nickel they can and then kill us off.
That's right, and let's not forget, by any means, let's not forget the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know what they're putting out in those chemtrails.
Well, I've had Rosalind Peterson on my show a couple times, and I think it's what, barium, aluminum? There's a number of different toxic chemicals that are being sprayed. And, of course, the reasons that they give aren't really the reasons that I think, but, it depends on who you want to believe. Have you got a theory on what they're putting in there and why?
No, but I do know I do know I'm not that precise in what they're putting in there, but I know somebody who absolutely knows. and it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, every generation, their immune system is depleted like anywhere from 4 to 7% each generation. So basically, we're healthier than our kids in a lot of ways. Because they're already young children. Look at the obesity of our children. We're developing, in the Vietnam War, when they had these young boys who got killed in their 20s, they were already developing coronary heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, that was 30 years ago, or 40 years ago, and it's got now young kids, like 10, 11, 12 years old, are developing different diseases. I mean, look at the allergies. These little kids, I mean, so many kids have allergies, it's unbelievable. I just go by my own grandkids. I have got a set of grandkids, or some got shots and some didn't. And the ones who didn't are perfectly healthy. The ones who got shots get earaches all the time, are allergic to something.
You're talking about vaccines. You're talking about vaccines, right?
Yeah, vaccines, right.
Okay.
And they get colds and everything else. Well,
go ahead.
You know, like I said earlier, God's not stupid. He knew what he was doing. It's just when we try and take over and try and look at all of the, when we try and take over and have everybody turn to drugs. You get a cold, take an aspirin. You get a headache, go take this. Go take antihistamines. Go do this. Go do that. Go read the back of these things. If you can't read what they, if you don't understand the words, then you don't take them. I mean, it's very important. You know, the industry is bombarding us with drugs on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will agree to that.
Well, I was just going to bring that up next because you're talking about the words on the back of a bottle or a box, and I notice these commercials that come on TV and they're rampant now. I mean, you'll see three or four of them during any or more in a 30-minute show.
That's right.
And not only that, what fascinates me even more than showing the drug, I mean, they'll actually invent. I've heard more new terms for new illnesses that I never heard of before. Then they'll go into the side effects of that, and the side effects are worse than the condition that you originally took the drug for to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And it just absolutely amazes me.
That's right. That's right. Because it's all control. Didn't they say on the floor of the United Nations many times? I know Kissinger said it. I know Copayan said it. They want to eliminate three-quarters of the population.
Right.
What better way to do it?
That's Agenda 21, yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I mean, how many times do you have to get hit with a hammer in the head to realize it hurts?
Well, again, you know, you're looking at, and this is sad to say, I look at some hope when I see the results in the debate last night where 62% of Americans thought Ron Paul won the debate, which tells me they're waking up a little bit.
Yes.
But for the most part, people are dumbed down. They want to be entertained. They don't read anymore. They don't do any research. They just believe what they're told. And what I was noticing last night is that the so-called experts, which aren't experts, but let's talk about Hannity and Combs and so forth on that subject for just a second, the people are listening more to what Hannity and Combs' opinion of a candidate is other than going down and doing the research for themselves on their voting record and how they come across and their genuine, you know, passion.
That's right.
Yes. So we are becoming a society of people who, you know, we hire the experts or we elect what we think are the experts, then we take their opinion whether it's good or bad.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's right. And what's happening is that if they look at the real statistics, I'll hear people say, well, everybody's living longer. That's baloney. They're living longer. Well, they might be living longer, but they're living longer much sicker.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to die. But the point is, I'd rather drop dead healthy than drop dead than die lingering in a hospital or a nursing home for 2 or 3 years.
Right, and it's not just the pharmaceuticals, but the entire healthcare system is designed literally to take a human body, bleed them out of their assets, and then basically let them die.
That's right, because most of their wealth is lost in the last 3 or 4 years of their life.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
Through medical.
And I'll take my mother as a prime example. The last 5 years of her life and suffering through Alzheimer's disease, bless her soul,
They literally bled her out of her life savings through hospitalizations, through pharmaceutical drugs, and so forth. And I could not even intervene, because to do that, they have another agency, which is kind of like a form of CPS for geriatric patients. Mm-hmm. Okay, they will not let you intercede as a trustee or a a guardian. Okay, or else you are trying to, you know, intercede on, or you know, and overstep a doctor's professional capacity, if you will.
That's
right. Yeah, so go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, because most people, like I said, aren't realizing what's happening. I have a doctor friend who tells me the American people don't know what it is to feel good anymore. Even the young ones. Look at really basically how docile a lot of these kids are, or they're so hyper.
Mm-hmm.
They want to give them Ritalin. What is it? 35% of our children are on Ritalin, which is a... It's a second-class drug that attacks the nervous system?
Right, and they put... Well, you're saying they put 25% of these children on it?
Yeah, there's about 25 to 35% of the kids in our schools that are on Ritalin.
Now, is this the remedy for what is called ADHD? Or, because I remember there was a colleague of mine back in business in the Midwest that he was an adult, and he was taking this, and he told me it was for ADHD, which was Ritalin, but he was in the adult.
I'm not sure.
Okay, go ahead.
All I know is that it's for, you know, to calm these kids down. Well, what do they do with the kids? They don't have recess anymore, most schools. You know, when we were growing up, we went to recess, you got that energy expelled from you.
Right, you used to be able to play dodgeball and so forth. They don't let you do that anymore.
They're loaded with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And the more sugar, the more stuff you give these children, the worse it gets. It attacks their nervous system. So I remember one time I was going to work, and I left extra early, and I stopped at a store. It was about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I saw these high school kids going through the line, and they had Twinkies. They had cupcakes. They had candy. They had licorice sticks. They all had big pops. So what happens about 10 o'clock in the morning when they come down and crash? I mean, it's all nutrition. Most of our problems, I would say 85 to 90% of our problems with our children and ourselves is what we put in our mouths.
Right.
And we don't eat enough raw foods. We don't eat enough fruit. And this is old news. This is nothing new. Okay. And most of us don't take the proper vitamins and food supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to take a food supplement, it's not going to cure you. It's going to prevent you. What we try and do is, in our company, what we tell them is, look, the best way to beat all of these diseases is not to get them. That's
right.
The best way to get to beat them. Get them.
Yeah, by keeping your immune system up.
That's right.
I go back to that story that I told you about my girlfriend years ago that opened up the cabinet and had, like, you know, this cabinet full of vitamins and minerals and so forth. And the thing is that, you know, I used to go into the health food store, and I would just buy everything. I'd buy vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, you know, selenium, zinc, all, everything, you know, and I'd have a bottle of every different thing. And that was very expensive to do. But I was a believer in health, and as I said, I worked out and so forth. But a lot of my listeners know, Todd, that even up to about a year ago, I was laying on my sofa, lethargic as I could be, and I happened to catch a show with Frank Whalen late at night, and there was a gentleman on there by the name of Glenn Parnham, who owns International Health, and he told me about what is called colloidal silver, and I bought some of that stuff, and I started taking it, and I started feeling better. Now, I'm saying that to say this, folks, all you listeners out there, I'm an advocate. If I believe in something, and I take it, and it works for me, I'm going to tell you about it. And I had been taking colloidal silver. I make nothing on it. If you buy a bottle of colloidal silver from Glenn Parnham, I make no money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sponsoring him at all, okay? But I believe in the product. This gentleman here, Todd Metallo, sent me a box I got it last Friday, Todd. And you don't even know this yet. I haven't told you what has happened to me since last Friday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to you other than just scheduling for the show. I started taking this product that you sent me last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have lost to date 6 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have more energy. I'm running around here crazy. John and Sandra Statmiller are wondering if I'm on speed. Okay. I look better. I feel better. I have all kinds of energy. I'm sleeping very well at night. I mean, I can feel internally my immune system. I can feel. I can just feel a difference in my health. I have energy from the time I get up till the time I go to bed at night. Okay? So I wanted to lay that out there because, again, you didn't know that. That's the first time that you've heard that come out of my mouth.
Right. That's very true.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you what we're going to do today. We have a couple of things. We have what we're really proud of. It's called our First Line of Defense Kit.
Mm-hmm.
And our First Line of Defense Kit has four items in it. It has wipes with monolaurin in them.
Okay.
Now, this is extremely important. Monolaurin kills viruses on contact, and it keeps them dead. You know, a keyboard on a computer is filthier than a toilet seat. So many different people touch it and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of diseases are passed by, of course, handshaking, hugging, you know, coughing and so on and so forth.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Let me stop you. We're going to go to a break here. Okay. We're on the subject of the monolaurin. We're going to come back to that in just a few minutes here. My special guest, Todd Metallo, with us. Going to go into the top of the hour. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with me. It's going to get even better, folks.
World War III, rising fuel prices, financial collapse, trucker strike, North American Union. Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Todd Metallo, and we're talking about solutions for the poisoning that's going on in this country. Our immune system's getting dragged through the mud with all these things they're throwing at us. So go ahead and continue, Todd.
Well, we have, like I said, our first line defense wipes, and hygiene is extremely important, more so today, I think, than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
So by using our wipes, and they're very easy to use, you take one out, you wipe your hands with them, and you put them back in a little plastic bag and Ziploc bag, and as long as those wipes are moist, they're active. And then we have our Immunitate, which is humic and fulvic acid, which you can't live without anyways. And what that does is that helps absorb all the vitamins and minerals from your food supplements and your food.
Now, is that liquid bottle?
That's the liquid bottle.
You take a couple of teaspoons and you throw it in a gallon of water.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And that helps you immensely because it helps you absorb all of the vitamins and minerals you're getting from the vitamins you actually take or from the food itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is there's so little vitamins in the foods now because of all the stuff they're doing to it that it's almost useless to eat. And I'll tell you a little story real quickly. This was about 3 years ago. One of the major stations took four different families. And what they did was they went and they followed the women around. And when they went into a grocery store, when they bought vegetables, if they grabbed broccoli, they took the broccoli. If the housewife took grapes, they took the grapes, et cetera, mm-hmm. and et cetera. The only difference is they took theirs back to the lab, and the women took all of the stuff they bought back to their families so they could eat it. Well, when they analyzed it, they found grapes alone, over 12 different pesticides in grapes alone.
Wow.
The food was full of pesticides of all different sorts. So we think we're eating healthy, and then we're not supplementing our bodies with the proper minerals and the proper vitamins, and this is the reason why we're getting sicker and sicker and sicker.
Well, it's not only that, but when they, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know, I'm just speculating here, but when they radiate our food, doesn't that as well, that's like a microwave, it kills all
that's
the
right,
minerals.
It kills all the nutrients. Now, they say it doesn't, but it does.
Uh-huh.
It kills all the nutrients in our food. That's why we have a lot of people are become more and more obese, because the more they eat, they're full, but they don't get any nutrition, they don't get any real long-lasting satisfaction from eating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to this Immunitate, you put a couple...
Right. Yeah. So this Immunitate... it has, like I said, vitamins and minerals in it. It's fulvic acid, and it's humic and fulvic acid, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And it acts as free radical scavengers. It supplies vital electrolytes.
Okay, so free radicals, that's like antioxidants.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, it enhances and transports nutrients, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a catalyst enzyme reactions. Oh. It increases assimilation, so you digest your food better.
I see.
So, several other things. And also in our kit is what we call our first line of defense capsules. And our first line of defense capsules has over 20 years of research in it.
Now, that's the little pill. It's like a vitamin pill, right?
Yeah, it's like a vitamin pill, and what it does, it coats the cells to prevent the viruses from penetrating your cells.
I see. Well, I don't know what it is or a combination thereof, but I'm telling you, I'm jumping around like a rabbit, boy. Listen, we're going to take it up to the top of the hour. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Todd Metallo. We're learning some things today. Stick with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes.